Yeah, this is a trophy room hallway. It's where all the greats are. Earl Thomas, Ricky Williams, Vince Young, award-winning guys. This is our trophy room. Heisman winners, Maxwell winners, Thorpe winners. You see the display. One of my accomplishments up here, which is the Nagurski Award, which is the best defensive player in the nation award. I was a young buck then, but there I go right here. The picture's a little old, but that's because it was a long, long ancient time ago. But it's, you know, it's one of those things where you look back and all the hard work paid off.
Well, mostly what we knew about Derek was that he was a terrific athlete. If I remember correctly, you know, he played basketball, he ran track, could have been a sprinter in track in college probably, maybe even an Olympian if he had wanted to pursue that. But he was a much sought-after, very athletic linebacker, and one of the key early cogs in Mack Brown's foundation, you know, getting started here at Texas.
When you've got a guy playing on the defensive side that can run with running backs step for step in 100 meters, they're 6 foot three or 6 foot four, then can close like he can close, then you knew that there was a distinct possibility that this guy would be special.
I think he might have even played beyond expectations. You just don't quite know how those things are going to work out, but gosh, what a college career he had.
Johnson with the interception.
And swatted away by guess who?
Derek Johnson with another big hit for Texas.
The best defensive football player in the country.
Derek Johnson's got it.
And he's brought down by Derek Johnson. That's an All-American play.
Quite frankly, he rose faster and higher than I thought he would early on. But by the time he was a junior at the University of Texas, he was well established. As one of the premier linebackers to ever come out of Texas.
Well, that allowed me to freelance a little bit. They kept me in the middle of the field to make most of the plays on defense.
And his speed is the thing that jumped out at you. I mean, he was the prototypical outside linebacker. Like Darrell Royal might have said, he was faster than small-town gossip. And more than anything, his distinctive style was his ability to strip ball carriers of the ball. And that's probably what I'm going to remember the most about him.
Anthony Craig looking for a block. Turns the corner at midfield. Run out of bounds. That ball hooks loose. Upfield. It's loose on the turn.
Well, guess who caused that fumble? I would think it's number 11.
He played against Oklahoma University. And that's where that infamous ball knockout. That's what we was taught by our high school coaches. Always secure the tackle with your arm around the guy just in case you don't get the strip and you can still make the tackle. Well, he secured the tackle and he'll punch that ball out. And I was like, man, he's doing some super stuff.
Here's White rolling to the right side. Derek Johnson chasing him. He's going to run for it. And the ball is punched out. It's loose on the turf.
He just had that uncanny knack. He'd bring his arm way back and be like a jackhammer. And the ball would come flying out of the ball carrier's grip like it had shot out of a cannon.
And the ball popped loose.
And he did that over and over again.
Derek Johnson causes this fumble, his outstanding speed.
And in 40 years of covering Longhorn football, I can't remember one other player that had that knack like he did.
In his senior year at Texas, Derek put together one of the best seasons by a linebacker that his alma mater had ever seen, leaving a lasting imprint in one of the nation's most storied college programs.
He was the first consensus All-American in 20 years. I mean, he made every All-American team. Football Writers, Associated Press, Walter Camp. I think if Ladies Home Journal had an All-American team, he'd have been on that too. So it just seemed like Derek set himself apart that year.
My last year at Texas, finishing 12-1. The only game we lost was against Oklahoma. That still haunts me to this day.
He had a special year, an outstanding year, and they haven't had a player like him since at linebacker.
It's one of those things at Texas, you know, you look back and I'm very humbled and blessed to have done as much as I've done here. It's a great feeling and makes me want to work that much harder. It's great to look at it. Still motivates me to this day. I definitely don't look at it and say, oh, I've arrived, because it's a great thing about football. You never arrived.